We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, and Kenneth Williams in...
Hancock's Half Hour.
Up to you, Bill. Right. 7 for 1. Come to me, 7. You beautiful baby. Come to me. 6. On 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Bond Street.
Three houses, that's £25,000.
I'd only get 10,000. I'll fill you the gas works.
You won't. Let's see what you got.
I'll take £5,000 in Park Lane.
For the dark blue one.
Now go on, you threw a double, it's your go. 6.
4 and 3, 6. The financial wizard, this boy.
Go on, 7, go on.
There we are. Chant. I'll read it. Now, find £4,000... Payable to me and miss the next 7 goes.
Oh, show me that. I don't believe you.
No, it's back in the pack. I'll shuffle them up.
All right.
Now, my go. Now, come on, little boy. 4 on the boot. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Chance. Well. You have inherited £5,000. Every time you land on chance, you read the card and inherit a small fortune.
Just the way it goes. I mean, what a... Have a look through the window, see who that is.
Yeah. Oh, Sir James. Quick, Operation James, scramble. You hide the silver, I'll stick the ornaments down. Keep your hands in your pocket.
All right, I'll check now. Check.
Right.
Open up. Well?
Well, open the door. Can't get in through the peephole.
We don't particularly want the likes of you around here. Be about your business. You lower the tone of the neighborhood. Be off now.
You can talk with your Orson cart in the front garden.
Orson cart?
That's me competition trotting set.
Are you going to let me in?
What do you want?
I want to talk to you.
No. From past experience, I estimate that the many talks I've had with you have cost me approximately a shilling a word.
It's urgent.
Now, send me a telegram, then.
Look, Hancock, I won't keep you long. It's dead urgent, I tell you.
Well, I don't know.
Look, I'll tell you what. As a token of my sincerity, I'll give you back the cigarette box I whipped last time I was there.
Thank you, Sid. That's dashed white of you. Oh, very well.
Thank you. Drink?
Yes, please.
Oh. I thought you'd given it up. Cigarettes?
Yeah.
New brand, you know. Hancock.
I allowed him to call them after me, you know. Well, when I heard how much Larry got, I thought, get in.
Are they funny looking flags, aren't
they? Well, you must realize they're a bit cheaper than the others. They're 20 for eightpence. The filter tip goes 3/4 of the way up, you see.
All right, I'll try one.
You got a light?
Yeah. Well, that's that. I finished it. Have another one. Yeah, I'll put it the other way this time. Makes a better smoke. Well, now.
Yes?
Now, look. I'm in dead trouble. I'm at my wit's end. You've got to help me, Hancock.
Look, Sid.
We all like you. I'm sorry, I can't hide you anymore. Now, these floorboards have been up and down so many times, we can't get the crease out of the car.
Oh, you got it wrong. I'm not on the run.
Well, what's wrong, then?
It's me dad.
Who? Me dad, me old man.
Well, I suppose so.
Yes. It's just that I never thought of you with a mum and dad. You don't look the type.
Well, I am. I got a mum and dad, same as everybody else.
Of course you have. I just can't imagine you as a baby, that's all. I don't know. Yes. Yes, I can see you now. Sitting in your pram. Filling your rattle up with lead shot and hitting all the other kids over there. Anyway, seriously, now, what about your dad?
It's his birthday tomorrow. He's 83 and he's coming down to London to spend the holiday with me.
Well, very nice, too. What's wrong with that?
Well, I can't let him stay with me.
Why not?
Well, I'm a bit ashamed of it, really, but...
Now, come on.
Well, you see, he kept reading in the papers that I was appearing in court. There was only one thing I could do.
What?
I told him I was a judge.
Lord Justice James? How could you lie to your own father like that?
Well, I had to. If he knew what I really was, he'd never get over it. So I was wondering if you'd do me a favor, let him stay with you for a fortnight.
You can't. It's not your own father. He's looking forward to seeing his little boy again.
Oh, I'll come round and visit him. If he can't stop at my place, you'll wonder who the redhead is. And you'll never believe that light-fingered Louie and Spanish Henry are my clerks at the court. And all those cars coming in and going out, different colors. Now, he's bound to notice. It's too risky. I can't disillusion the old boy after all these years. He's proud of me. He loves me. Apart from that, he might turn me in. Oh, please let him stay with you, Hancock.
Well, if I do, it's not for you, Sid. It's not for you, it's for him. Poor old man.
And not a word about me.
He won't find out from me, I promise.
Oh, thanks, Hancock. I won't forget it. I promise I'll never do you again. Until after he's gone.
Thank you, Sid. That's most kind. I knew I could rely on you. You leave it to us, Sid. Me and Bill will do our best to make the old boy comfortable. I'll tell you what. Let's give him a birthday party tomorrow, and you come round and see him. He'll like that.
All right, then.
Have a shave, you know. Put the best suit on. Don't come round in that black and white hoop jersey and the sack, will you? Not really judge's gear, is it?
All right, then I'll see you tomorrow, and thanks again. Now, look after Dad, won't you? He's all I've got.
All right, Sid. Sit out.
Well, shut up, then.
There you are, you see. Well, good in all of us. Old Sid's got a spark of decency in him, after all. I think he's really very fond of his old dad. He's really grateful to me for doing this, and I... Where's my silver candlestick gone? They were here a minute ago. I left them on the piano next to me gold lame soup. Oh, but it's dark out. He probably wanted to find his way home. Come on, William, to work. We've got to get the spare room ready.
Hey, that's my room.
He's not having that.
Yes, he is.
We'll have to make some other arrangement for you.
I'm not sleeping out in the dog kennel again.
Besides of that, they're under the floorboard.
Oh, it's right there. It's always the same.
Yes, all right.
Whenever anybody comes here, I always get
Well, that's it.
He should be quite comfortable now. Let's see if we've forgotten anything. Sheets, blankets, pillows, fiber down, bolts down. Oh, yes.
What?
Mattress. Where is it? Come on, the mattress. His sweet, sweeter slumber deeper. Where is it?
But, Pop, that door kennel is so hard.
Listen, he's 83. You can't expect him to sleep on the springs. Poor old man, he'll have little curly patterns all over him.
Well, I think this is carrying friendship too far. Putting me out in the dog kennel. I think it's a downright liberty.
Listen, if I get much more of this, I'll cut your biscuits down. Now then, get those pictures off the wall.
Thank you, madam.
What an exhibition.
Sort the art study.
2 and 6 a dozen. I'm fed up with using this place as a box number.
Oh,
no. Leave them there. They're coming down. Slash them in front of him, he'll go into a coma. We'll put some decent stuff up there for my room. You know, Monica the Glen, Island Cattle. And when did you last see your father? They don't draw stuff like that these days. They don't draw stuff like that. Of course, they can't get the artists, you know. Oh, gone are the days of a plate of bananas and an apple. All fish bones and people with 3 ears these days. I don't know what the world's coming to. I should have been born 100 years ago, me. Much more at home, much more at home, much more luxury. Don't get time these days. Quick flick through Field and Hardware and that's me lot.
What about the bed?
Oh, yes, forgive me, I was digressing. Yes, well, the mattress is in and the photographs are out. I think we're all set now. Don't forget he's an old man. Be nice to him. Treat him as if he was your own father. No, perhaps not, I don't know. Just keep out of his way, that'll be best. That's him, come on, cheer yourself up. Smile, that's the old National Health bill in there.
Oh, are you Mr. Tiny? Are you Mr. Tiny and Kick?
Well, that's near enough, I should think. You must be Mr. James.
That's right. Oh, Mr. James. Here you are. Hold me, bird. Hold your what? Me bird, Clarence. Me toucan.
Oh, how nice. Yes, get in here.
Don't put your finger in the cage, oh, dear me. Now, have your finger off like a shot. Got jaws like razor blades, yes.
All right. Bill, come and hold the birdcage.
Don't put your finger...
Don't tell him, don't tell him. Don't tell him. Might be a giggle, you never know. Well, where's the rest of your baggage?
Yeah, here on the step. Here, where shall I put Errol?
Who's Errol?
It's me goat. I never go anywhere without Errol.
Oh, well, I suppose he'll have to go in the dog kennel.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He can't. What about me?
You'll have to move out again. Door was a potting shed. Only got to clear out my Japanese miniatures.
Oh, no, there's all spiders and green fly in there.
They won't mind. It's only for a fortnight. Now, come on, bring Mr. James' bags in.
Thank you, very nice. Come on, Percy.
Percy?
It's my pet donkey.
Oh. Where are we going to put him?
The potting shed.
Bill! All right, I know, under the floorboard. Start seeing him a little sooner, Sidney or I.
Are you sure he's coming?
Oh, sure. He wouldn't miss his old dad's birthday.
Yes, he's a good boy. He's a judge, you know.
No, I believe.
Oh, yes. His mother and I are a bit worried about him now. He's working too hard.
Really?
Oh, yes. Must be very strenuous, his judge work. We notice every time he appears in court, he has to take holiday afterwards.
I remember he was very ill in 1947. 3 years,
maybe. Yes. He went to Devon, stayed on the moors. Now he sent us a lovely postcard. Lovely big hotel he was staying at. Yeah. He had a little room all to himself. Very good in the eyes of the season, isn't it? Have you ever seen any of his cases?
Only the ones with the false bottles for smuggling.
Whose cases? No! No, no.
You never get in, you know. It's not enough proof. It's always hardy with policemen when he's in court. It's very difficult.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the young rascal again. Very proud of him we are. He's always been very good to me and his mother. Liberace James, they call him, the village. Every week he sends us money or a necklace or a ring or something.
Isn't that touching? Yeah. If that's another of your animals, Dad, I quit. Animals don't ring bells. Go on, open the door.
Oh. Oh, good afternoon, Constable.
Good afternoon, sir. We have reasonably Sidney James here. He was seen proceeding in an easterly direction towards this house.
What's this? You want Sidney? Oh, don't tell me he's got to go to court again.
Yes, he has, when we find him. He's wanted for a serious lead off the church roof guard.
Lead off the church roof? Why do they have to bother him with petty criminals? I thought he only tried the big stuff.
Oh, no, Sidney, you'll try anything.
It's my birthday. Can't someone go in his place?
Look, I think you better leave this to me, Dad. Officer, I'm afraid that Judge James isn't here.
Who?
Now, I just say his worship isn't expected today. Have you looked in his chambers?
If you mean Fred's amusement arcade, he ain't there.
Yes.
He isn't here. If we see him, we'll tell him you're looking for him.
You'd better not. I'll be waiting outside the front gate.
Dear me, he'll be a judge. It's like a doctor called out any time.
Hancock, is he gone?
Sid, how did you get in?
I climbed in the back window. Quick, pull the curtains. Can't you keep out of trouble even for a fortnight?
It's not my fault. It's an old job. I did it last month. They didn't find out of it. It's gone till last night. The rain got in and filled the collecting plate up.
And as soon as the party's over, you can leave, huh? Come on over here. Now, Sidney, look who's here.
Hello, son.
Well, go on. Say hello to him.
Hello, Daddy. Let me look at you, son. Oh, dear, oh, dear. 25 years. What have you done in all that time, son?
About 23.
Oh, I can't get over it. He looks just like his mother.
Oh, dear, a poor old lady.
How have you been keeping, son?
All right, Daddy. You?
Very well, very well.
How's Mummy?
Oh, fine. Oh, yes, she says, are you still taking your cod liver oil and milk?
Well, no.
Oh, you should. Oh, you're a very naughty boy. You always were a delicate child.
Daddy, I'm 40 now.
It doesn't matter. The night here is no good to you.
It's a pity. It's all he ever gets. Yeah, well, let's get on with the tea, shall we? Here we are, Daddy. Here's a birthday present for you.
Oh, lovely. A pair of silver candlesticks.
Here, they're mine.
Shut up.
Oh, what a good boy you are. We've kept every present you ever sent us. Your mother will be pleased with these. I go very well with the ornamental clock.
Now, that's where it went. You, got any Georgian silverware?
Yes.
Yes, I thought you might have. Saucepans and salver?
Yes, we got lots of odd pieces.
And so am I. We'll have to get together one day and make a set. Just a matter of interest. Have you got a television set?
No, I've always wanted one.
Still hide it.
Come on, what about the tea?
Look, I brought a lovely birthday cake round for you. Hello, there's some poor baker around here, needs a front window. Oh, there isn't a fate for this. Edwardian Fred's missus made it.
Who? Who's that?
Justice Edwardian Fred. A colleague of mine. Let's sit down to tea, shall we?
Wait a minute. Haven't you forgotten something, Sidney?
What?
Go and wash your hands.
No.
And this is one of Sidney taken when he was 9.
Ah, isn't that sweet? HMS Lollipop, isn't it?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Why don't...
Hello.
Here's one. Oh, dear, oh, dear, on the rug here.
Oh, even that stubble then, look at it.
This is my favorite. Taken when he was 11 in the church choir. Roy Soprano, he was.
Oh, turn it up, Daddy.
Be quiet and eat your crust up. He was an angelic boy, wasn't he? Vicar's favorite, wasn't your son? Always let him take the collection.
How is the old church these days?
It isn't. It closed down just after you left when the collection money disappeared.
Oh, it's a pity, but I've got to be going.
Oh, dear, have you?
Yeah, well, you know how it is. I've got a couple of heavy sentences to pass today. You know, another stop.
Well, I expect your policeman's ringers outside will drive you down there. They've got the car. I'll call them. He's over there.
Sid, I know it's his birthday, but you don't have to stuff the cake down his throat. Yeah, I'm off. I'll get out the back way. See you tomorrow, Daddy. Hancock. Get the floorboards up. They're out the back as well.
Morning, Dad.
Morning, Mr. Kurtz. Is Sidney home yet?
Yes, he came in at about 4 o'clock this morning.
He's under the floorboards now, I suppose.
Yes, he likes to go straight to his room when he comes in.
Judges didn't use to work like that in my day. Living under the floorboards all day, going out at midnight every night. Coming home at 4 o'clock and straight under the floor. Yeah. Pass me that shoe.
Morning, son. Poor Gordon.
Strange place to work. He's been there 3 days now. Must be a very secret case he's working on.
Yeah.
That's actually difficult if he stays down there. The heat's off.
The heat's on. That's why he's down there. Morning, all.
Morning.
Morning, Sid. Morning.
Well, Victor City?
Yeah, it's in front of you.
Oh, so it is. What, may I ask, are we going to eat it with? My fingers aren't quite the right shape for porridge, eggs, and bacon. Don't get the cutlery.
There's none there.
Of course there's some there. I bought a new silver set last week. £30 that lot cost me.
I tell you, they're not there.
Sid, where's the cutlery?
How do I know?
Never mind. We'll have toast and coffee. Anything in the papers?
No. Oh, another bank robbery last night, that's all.
What's this about bank robberies?
Oh, nothing. It says here, third bank robbery in 3 nights. Between midnight and 4 o'clock in the morning. Police still looking for the thief. £1,000 reward for any information leading to his capture.
Oh, dear. What a lot of money. I wonder if Sidney knows who done them.
Yes, I wonder. I wouldn't worry about it, Dad. You go up to your room and have a rest, eh?
Yes, perhaps I should. Yes. Oh, dear, what a lot of money.
Poor old man, he must never find out what a rogue he's produced. Ed, come on out. Come on. I want to have a word with you. Come on out.
What about the Rogers?
Never mind about them. Come on out.
No.
Well, move the little board and poke your head out, then. I want to talk to you. What? You cad. You veritable bounder. What a nerve. How dare you use my house as a base for your nefarious activities?
Ooh. I don't know what you're talking about.
If it wasn't for your dear old father, I'd turn you in myself and collect the reward money.
Look, I won't pretend I haven't intended to do it. I had it worked out for weeks. That's why I whipped the letter from the church to put down a deposit on the tools for the bank job. I'd have plans worked out in my little black book for ages. And what happens? Each night I get down to the bank, work for half an hour on the door, and then I find it's already open. I go inside, use half a pound of jelly on the vault, and find they're empty. I've been done all along the line. Somebody's worked in my territory.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I am. First time this has happened to me in 20 years of trading. An old established firm like me, I'm going to give it one more go. I've got one more bank on my list, the Northern Provincial. I'm going to do that one tonight.
You are not? I'm going to tell the police.
Oh, no, you won't. What about my poor old dad? Is it killing? You wouldn't want to do that, would you?
You fiend. You scurvy knave. Leave my house and never darken my floorboards again.
Oh, shut up. When I pull the nice job off, I'll refurnish the old place out for you. All right, nail the board down. I'm going to kiss the 0 hour. And I'm not going to be messed about again tonight.
Thank you. Barney, it's empty again.
How are we going to break it to the poor old man?
Why, what's happened?
It's in the papers, look. Sid got caught last night trying to rob the bank. The police were there waiting for him.
Well, what about the money? What happened to it?
I don't know. 80,000 taken from the four robberies. Sid said he didn't do it, but we know. He's hidden it somewhere.
What are we going to tell the old man? It'll break his heart when he hears about this.
Well, he's got to find out sometime. Let's go in and get it over with.
All right. Knock on his door. He'll probably still be in bed.
James? Oi, oi. Are you awake?
Just a minute. I won't be long. 79,998. 79,999. 80,000.
Oh, prepare to cut me eyes off. Of course. What I'd like to know is, how did the police know Sid was going to be there last night?
Oh, somebody tipped them off to collect the £1,000 reward.
Of course.
999. Yes, 1,000. All right, you can come in now.
Mr. James, I don't quite know how to tell you this, but... Hello, you're packed then, are you? You going?
Yes, going back to the wife. There's no point in stopping now. Sydney's not here. I've got me taxi waiting outside.
Well, I'm sorry you're going. It's been very nice meeting you. And we'll carry your bags out for you. Just sit in the taxi and leave it to us, eh?
Oh, this is nice. I never expected that.
15 cabin trunks, 8 suitcases, 5 sacks and a Gladstone bag.
And the stuff out of the living room?
Oh, the 7 big wooden crates. Yes, they're here. You only have the 1 suitcase when you arrived.
Yes, well, I bought a few presents for the wife and some firewood for the festive season.
Yes, of course. Breaks your heart, doesn't it, really? Bill, have you got any change on you?
Why, what do you want?
Well, now, Sid's gone. He'll be a bit short. I expect the least we can do is to see him all right for a few quid, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure. I've only got a couple here.
That's all right, that'll do. I've got a few. Mr. James?
Yes?
Here you are. Look, there's a little something for yourself. You know, keep it going through the winter.
Ah, 100 weight of coal, or something.
I don't know what to say.
No, Martha, good of you.
Good of you. Good
of you. Good of you. Good of you. Good of you. Good of you.
Good of you. Good of you. Good of
What a grand old man.
Ah, well,
let's have some dinner. No cutlery, remember?
Oh, well, let's have some coffee.
No coffee pot.
Oh, well, we'll just sit and watch the telly.
Hello?
What?
No telly.
Look, Doc.
What?
The house has been completely stripped. The living room empty. The lounge stripped naked.
Oh, no, Bill. We've been taken for a pair of dead mugs here.
Of course you know what's happened. It's as plain as the skin on your head.
Why didn't I see it? What a couple of idiots.
That old man.
What?
While we were packing all his luggage, somebody sneaked in and robbed our house.
Well, that's all the lousy luck.
I know. No. Can't you bless him? There's always people worth helping yourself. Take that poor old man out there. He's got nothing. My heart bleeds for him. We'll invite him down again when we've refurnished the place out, of course. Oh, well, let's go to bed.
No bed.
Well, there's only one thing for it. Get the floorboards up.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. Show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. The program, which was recorded, was produced by Dennis Main Wilson. Thank you.